این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
November 10th, 1972. The mercenaries' nature of some of the leaders, and then at the head of all these disasters, there is Palestine. Difference of opinion and the mercenary nature of some of the leaders of Islamic countries have not given the 700 million Muslims of the world the chance nor the possibility, despite their wealth, minerals, and other natural resources to sever the hands of imperialist and Zionism and to limit foreign influence, selfishness, servitude, and the surrender by some Islamic governments to direct foreign influence have prevented the tens of millions of Arabs from freeing Palestine from Israeli occupation and usurpation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, this is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to explain and talk more about some of these speeches. Well, on the subject of Palestine and the Quds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "All must know that the superpowers' aim at creating Israel does not end in the occupation of Palestine. They plan, God forbid, to extend the fate of Palestine to all Arab countries." Here, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is talking about the aim of creating Israel to occupy all the Arab nations. Imam Khomeini's leadership during the Islamic Revolution not only led to the expulsion of American and Israeli advisors from Iran, but also stripped them of their grip on the country's wealth and resources. You know, with foresight and wisdom, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi emphasized the core principles of the Islamic Revolution and reinstated its sacred revolutionary objects by assigning significance to key days in the Iranian calendar to honor the principles of the Islamic Revolution and its martyrs. Moreover, his support for oppressed peoples worldwide, particularly the Palestinians, transcended borders, leading him to call on Muslims globally to observe Quds Day in solidarity with the Palestinian cause following the Israeli bombing of southern Lebanon in 1979. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh believed that it was a duty of all Muslims to support the Palestinians and stand up against injustice inflicted by the Israeli regime. He saw Quds Day as a way to unite Muslims from around the world in a common cause and to show that they were not alone in their struggle against the occupiers. Since its inception, Quds Day has grown to become an important event for Muslims and supporters of the Palestinian people, with millions participating in rallies across the world to call for an end to Israeli occupation. the legacy of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and his dedication to the Palestinian cause continue to inspire people to stand up for justice and to speak out against oppression. His vision of a world free from tyranny and injustice is one of the resonates with people of all backgrounds and beliefs. Thank you very much, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.